You know, I've realized that many of us, although we come to church every Sunday and have been in a journey of faith, still have many questions about heaven. Some still do not believe in heaven. And some have a wrong notion of how to enter heaven. And also some do not understand the teaching of the church about heaven, purgatory in heaven. I'll explain it briefly, then we will go to our reflection. We believe in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 29, it says, man die once, and after that comes judgment. Okay? Die once, and after that comes judgment. It means that after death, we will go either to heaven or go to hell. Okay? There is no middle ground. There is no what you call a place of abyss where you are temporary there. Okay? Either you go to heaven, go to... But then, who goes to heaven? Who goes to heaven? Only those who are holy can enter heaven. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27 says, no unclean spirit, no unclean soul will enter the presence of God. Okay? No unclean soul will enter the presence of God. You will find that in Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. That is why you will not find purgatory in Scripture, just as you will not find incarnation and Trinity in Scriptures. But it's a reality. It exists that there are three persons in one God. That there is a place called purgatory. And what is purgatory? Purgatory is, according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1030 is the purification necessary for holiness in order to enter heaven. Purification necessary for holiness to enter heaven. That is the teaching of the church. Who goes to purgatory? Who goes to purgatory? The same text, the second part of that article 1030 says, souls that die in the state of grace in friendship with God who are imperfectly purified. Okay? Souls who die in the state of grace imperfectly purified. They are in friendship with God. For example, I'll give you a concrete example. I know my goal is heaven. My goal. Ever since I've realized that God loved me so much, that's been my goal, to go to heaven. But I know that I am not perfect. And I will never be perfect. Day by day, I renew my consecration to God. Day by day, I renew my commitment to God. Day by day, I renew my love for God. But sometimes, something happens and I would make judgments on people. It's difficult. Make judgment. You hear something, you know, bad, and you make judgment. I make judgment. What if after doing that, I die suddenly? Just because I am imperfect on that state, should I go to hell? Just as many of our parents, our loved ones, who believe in Jesus Christ, who believe in God as their Lord and Savior, But yet, in spite of that, in their daily life, they would commit many venial sins. Would they go to hell? That is why purgatory is a place of purification for those in state of grace. But not full of grace, because there's only one person who was full of grace, and that is Mary. Hail, full of grace. Ave Maria, gracia plena, full of grace. I am not full of grace. I just pray that at the time of my death, I will be in total, in perfect state of grace, that I could enter, zoom, nonstop to heaven. But I'm sure I will need purification. I will go to purgatory. But don't say that that's the second class citizen. No. You're already destined to heaven, but you're just being purified. Because no soul, again, what was it? Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. No soul will enter, no unclean soul will enter the presence of God. That is why, wow, that's so good. So good. I hope that's clear. Now where will we go? Okay. Yes, how do we go to heaven? In our worship page, our theme is living in and living on. How do you live in? How do you make sense of our living here? I have a very simple example. Very simple example. Somebody said that to remind us of the value of our life, the quality of life that you should live, to make our life meaningful, there are three places that we should constantly visit: hospital, prison, cemetery. Hospital, so that we will appreciate our health. Prison, so that we will appreciate our freedom. Our freedom. Now that I'm a U.S. citizen, I can tell you this. We have so much freedom. I studied for the naturalization. And one of the great gifts of being a citizen of the United States is freedom. That here in the United States, we have, it is guaranteed, our freedom. And sometimes we don't appreciate it so much. Incidentally, tomorrow we will be celebrating Veterans Day. And we have so many brothers and sisters who have offered their life in defense of freedom, to promote freedom. And we are still have so many, among us now, we have so many brothers and sisters who are serving to protect our freedom. Be thankful, my brothers and sisters. Lastly, cemetery, so that we will appreciate that we are still alive. We are still alive. Those three places, brothers and sisters, hospital, prison, and cemetery, should remind us to make our life meaningful, to live our life to the fullest. And the call is now to make that fundamental option for God, to live our life, the rest of our life, the best of our life for God. For God. That's how we live in while we are here. What is living on? Living on is very simple. The quality and the value of our life here will determine our living on with God. Yeah, the quality and the value of our life here will really determine our living on with God. That's guaranteed. That's guaranteed. What is heaven? Heaven is, somebody describes it as a great homecoming. But it's not an ordinary homecoming. It is a homecoming with the Father, with God. With God. Yes, there will be homecoming there, and you will meet. Probably we will recognize one another. But that's not the most important thing that will give us joy. The greatest joy in heaven is we are in communion with God, and we forget all the relationships here. All the relationships here. The only and the most important relationship is communion with God, with God. And that is how the angels act in heaven. Heaven. You see, the life of our loved ones does not belong to us. It belongs to God. Our life belongs to God before anyone else. It belongs to God. That is why in heaven, the only relationship that would exist is our relationship with God. It makes sense that in marriage, there is that last part that the priest says in the rite of marriage, till death do us part. To remind us that, yo, you are being united, you are made one in marriage, but that relationship ends till death do us part. So don't expect that. That is why the question of the scribes, of the Sadducees, does not make sense. When they said, whose wife should he be or she be? Because there were seven brothers who married her. Married her. Now, where do we take that notion of there is no relationship and it's a different kind of relationship in heaven? Very easy. Jesus showed us and revealed that to us. If you go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, one time Jesus was preaching, and one of his disciples said, Lord, your mother and your brothers are outside, your sisters outside. And Jesus said in verse 40, who is my mother? Who is my sister? My mother, my sisters, and my brothers are those who do the will of God and act on it. Relationship, Jesus defined it, is no longer this ordinary relationship that we have. This is necessary for the propagation of life, that we have married husband and wife to continue with creation. But in heaven, you don't need to propagate life. So that, who is our brothers and sisters in heaven? Jesus said, those who do the will of God and act on it. Here on heaven, here on earth, we become citizens already of heaven if we do the will of God and act on it. So that there, it's not the kind of blood relationship that we have here. It is a relationship with God, communion with God. Brothers and sisters, our prayer today is very simple. Lord, help us to live well. Lord, help us to love much. And third, Lord, help us to laugh often. Sometimes it's just a simple showing the joys that you have in your soul because you have experienced the love of God, because you have experienced the mercy of God, because you have experienced the presence of God through your brothers and sisters or for an event. And show it in your smile, show it in your laughter, that is a good picture of what is inside the soul. Live well, love much, and laugh often.